This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
This episode covers very heavy themes. Discretion is advised.
Is it ethical to kill criminals? Let's talk about it. Hi everyone, you're listening to Thoughts and Theories on ORFM, where I'll delve deeper into the meanings and messages of films, books, TV shows, and more. I'm Asha Amma Asri, and let's get into it. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Thoughts and Theories. How is everyone going? I am certainly doing fantastic. Today I am joined by two wonderful people who have volunteered definitely willingly, and I definitely did not drag them along. I'm accompanied by Roshan James and Ikwan Harris. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Hi everyone, my name is Roshan James. I'm a law student here at the University of Otago, and let's get in.
Hi everyone, I'm Ikwan Harris. I'm doing economics and finance here, and I was definitely not forced to do this.
Yeah, definitely not, 100%. I will kill you. No, I'm kidding. All right, as I had stated in the very beginning, we are going to be talking about some pretty tough topics today. Is it ethical to kill criminals? Is killing always wrong? Is it a necessary evil? What about the gut instinct? Is it a myth or is it truth? So these are some of the questions that we will be talking about today. But basically, under the umbrella, we will be talking about morals and ethics and dilemmas, I suppose. But the idea actually came from Roshan. Was there a particular reason why you wanted to talk about this?
Yeah, honestly, if it wasn't for law, I would have been doing philosophy. Because
right.
I just love philosophy so much because of how we could just think and not even get an answer. You know, we could think hours on end, like days, and just still be stuck at square one. And the best part about it is that everyone has a different answer.
100%.
So, you know, I could say A and Ikwan, you could say B. But at the end of the day, the answer could be C, you know? And yep. And that's what's most interesting about philosophy.
That is true. I heard this one thing where it was like a situation could happen and then there's three truths to the matter. What happened to person A? What happened to person B? And then the objective truth, what actually happened, right?
Exactly.
So there's always three sides of the story. But yes, that is basically what we're going to be covering today. Ikwan, I know Roshan was the one who brought up the topic, but you agreed to it. So what brings you in, you know, like what intrigues you about this topic?
About which topic exactly? Like the
philosophy in general.
Philosophy. honestly, I have no idea what philosophy is about, really.
Fair enough.
I feel like
it is a big topic to swallow.
Yeah, it is a very, very big topic. And to be honest, I don't even get the bachelor's itself in philosophy.
No, fair enough.
Well, hopefully at the end of this session, you know, it'd be a mind-opening thing for you.
Maybe you change majors. We'll never know.
Yeah, maybe I'll do a triple major.
Oh,
who knows?
God. You're doing a double major?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, I think I had like questions listed, but now that I'm like reading it, I have no idea which one to tackle on first because they're all really big on its own. So I'm going to go with the one that Roshan provided me. And the first one on the list is actually, are there aliens? Do aliens exist? Why do we think they do? Why do we think they don't? Let's talk about it.
So you made this topic, right, for aliens. Why do you think aliens exist?
Why do I think aliens exist?
Yeah.
Okay.
There must be a reason.
Okay. As a kid, I was watching National Discovery Channel like every day, and there would always be those channels where, oh, do aliens exist, you know, paranormal stuff, you know, just these things. And you know, just me being that little kid who's just so interested about the world, are we actually alone? Like, okay, let me ask you this, Ikwan.
Okay,
when you're walking on the street, all right, and you're looking at this guy, you're looking at this girl, do you ever just wonder, that person does not look normal?
Oh, oh my God. Roshan, you can't say this on air.
You can't say things like that. So you just see someone, he is not normal.
Yeah.
I don't think he's human.
Yeah.
God.
No, like the way he behaves or the way she behaves. Don't you think that, you know, it's like almost too different?
Right. No, it's actually a valid thought to consider, because some people look too perfect, like too symmetrical, right? Or sometimes other people just have quirks about them that it's just like, did you just copy that from the internet? Because that seems like something a real life person wouldn't say, or something like that. So in a sense, I do understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, though, when I was, how old was I? I think 11 or 12, we had a speech competition for the English subject, right? And my topic for speech was, do aliens exist?
Oh, yeah.
So I have talked about this before as a kid. It has always interested me. So this is actually a great question to answer. But in simple terms, yes or no, do aliens exist? What do you think, Roshan?
Yes.
Yes? What about you, Ikwan?
No.
No. Ooh,
you know
I love
it. I want you to explain why not. Like, my question to you is, in this vast world, you know, in this whole universe, do you think that humans are actually alone?
I mean, do you believe, like, when the internet puts stuff up, like, message from anonymous, or we got, like, incoming signals from outer space. Do you believe in that?
All right, maybe not. But, like, don't tell me that, you know, just the thought of us being alone is enough. Like, aren't you afraid of, like, aren't you just, do you just know that there are other things out there? Like, isn't that, like, something in your heart that tells you you are not alone in this world? Like, that could be Martians, that could be, you know. Have you watched the movie Aliens vs. Predators?
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's basically about these two different... different type of aliens in a way that come on Earth and you know they just do stuff and then they're actually on Earth. Mm-hmm. We just don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I think, Ikwan, you're quite skeptical. Oh, right, and I didn't answer the question. I'm on the maybe path, right? So I think we're all like we've got a good variation. But don't think about aliens like you see it on TV, like, you know, green, big head, you know, just like, I come in peace. You're like, no, don't think about that. I mean, like, maybe, but that is what we humans come up with, right? But as, like, someone who, like, I'm a religious person, right? So I practice in the religion of Islam. I believe in, like, malaikat or angels, right? That in itself could be considered an alien. So in that way, in that definition, I know for a fact that aliens do exist. Because it is a being. It depends on how you define alien, right? So alien is like a being, like an extraordinary being that is beyond human capability. Could be angels. And I believe angels exist. So in that case, angels equals aliens, ? I don't know. It's, you know, running fast. And also there's like the jinn and stuff like that. But different belief systems, different religions, it's all, it's very open. Mm-hmm. But I do understand why you're a very pragmatic person, I assume.
I mean, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, so if you think that aliens are among us, or if they are not among us, then do you think time travel is possible?
Right.
Time travel. Yeah. I think it would be possible in the future. Oh, yeah.
Really?
What about right now?
Right now.
Do you think that the governments are, you know, actually... making time possible. They're basically time traveling, but just not telling us. You know, maybe because of certain consequences.
Right.
Certain consequences.
Yeah, like maybe they're creating a wild rift that could tear up the world or something.
Sounds like the movie of a dystopian sci-fi film. Personally, I don't believe it.
Oh.
I think it's scientifically impossible, even in the future. I don't know. I love it as a genre. And reading sci-fi books is always amazing. But I just think because time in itself is such a hard thing to define, there is no beginning, there is no end. What does it mean to travel through it, right? Sure. So if inside is out and if out is inside, up is upside down, what does it mean? Like it's like not tangible, right? So it's hard. How can you travel through time if it's not a tangible thing? I don't know. Hard to explain. But what about you, Roshan? Since you're the one who brought it up.
But I get what you mean, though. Time travel. Honestly, what are we if we don't believe? So
Fair enough. You know what?
So you believe in time travel?
That's deep. Why wouldn't you? I mean, a million years ago, people wouldn't think that, you know, there'd be skyscrapers. Mm. 10,000 years ago, people wouldn't be thinking that there was such thing as Wi-Fi. 100 years ago, people wouldn't think there's such thing as artificial intelligence, you know?
Oh, God.
So, yeah. Anything is possible if you really believe it.
Just do it.
Yeah.
That's
a respectable mentality, though.
Yeah, I'm not saying that, you know, time travel would be possible in the next maybe 1,000 years, but, like, it's a good thing to just believe in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. Just keep it at the back of your mind. But wouldn't... Okay. Let's say...
You guys can't see Ikwan's face right now, but he's just like, guy, bro, what are you talking about?
This guy, man. Why am I even here?
No, real. Ugh, I definitely came here willingly.
No, all right. Okay, but if you could time travel, where would you go? Or like, which age
that.
would you go? Would you go back in the Go back in the past?
I mean, yeah, you can't go back to the future. I mean, you can't go to the future because you don't know what will happen, right?
Yeah, but what if you could? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So if I would go back to the past, I think, that's a really hard question. I think I would go to like the earlier one, like maybe like 1600s, 1500s.
Okay, what's interesting about the 1600s?
It was natural back then. There were no internet, no technology, no nothing. It's all primitive.
Ooh.
Don't you like primitive stuff?
Right, so when you say go back in time, you mean go back in time way ages. I was thinking like going back in time within your own lifespan.
I mean, yeah.
You know, actually, to add on to that question, right, I want to ask clarification. When you say go back in time, do you mean like through the ages or within your own lifespan?
But could be both. I mean, when I was asking Ikwan, it was through the back to the ages.
Right.
So it could be any possible time.
What about you?
Me?
Yeah.
I would probably... go to the dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah. And then die immediately.
Yeah.
I think I heard this before. No. I swear to God, I've heard this before.
It's interesting, though, because the dinosaurs that we see depicted in Jurassic Park and stuff like that is just what we think they look like.
Exactly.
So what do they actually look like? Did you hear that audio file on, like, the real, like,
I actually
roar?
Did.
Dude, terrifying.
Yeah, because they were just comparing the skull of a dog and then what a dog actually looks like. Mm. And then they just compared the skull of a T-Rex and it was exactly the same as what it actually looked like. So, you know, if you go back in time, wouldn't you be like, the first person to actually see what a dinosaur looks like?
That's true.
And like be able to lift the tail. I mean, somehow if I do lift the tail, I would come back and, you know. Like,
I personally think that dinosaurs would be really furry.
Mm.
I don't know why. But it's
furry?
Just, yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, yeah, they live like. Pretty cold back then.
True.
Yeah.
True.
They also had active volcanoes as well. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not very good with that.
Actually, yeah.
Prehistoric era.
Immune to the like volcano, to the lava itself.
I don't think so, because wasn't that what made them extinct? I don't know.
It was the meteors.
Meteors, yeah. Right. But you know, someone who actually studies this stuff is listening to this right now and being like, these idiots. Yeah. Actually. Well, if you guys actually want to correct us in any way, feel free to reach out and maybe you'll be the next guest on the podcast. Who knows?
Yeah.
That's time travel is a huge topic. And if time travel was real, as in like in this time right now, have you guys seen The Addams Project?
Yes. I have.
Yes.
I barely watch any movie.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I mean, yeah. But The Addams Project was such a good movie.
It was interesting, right? Like how you have to erase the current timeline and you'll forget things like that. You see, what are the consequences to that? There's just such big cosmic consequences, I suppose, that how are we really able to swallow such a thing? Like a possible future has been erased. So many people have been brought back to life, but also so many people have died who would have lived. How do you live knowing that you, I guess, kind of killed those billions of people?
True.
Very, very big topic, which I can trust that we can talk about this again on another episode. But
Asha, yes. So like, if you could go back to time, like, what era would you go to?
Okay, you know what? Let's change up the question. If you could go back in time of the life you've lived.
Of the life?
All right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is a big question. You know, on one hand, I kind of want to go in the future and see what am I doing with my life? Because I'm studying and I have no idea what I want to work for. So I'm like, what is my full-time job? Or did I get married? And if so, who is it? So I can skip the dating and just go straight to Mr. Right. You know
wow.
what I mean?
Wow. Yeah.
But if I were to go back in time, I would probably just go when I was still living in Malaysia, when I was young. Because at that time, we were all still young. And I don't know about you guys. We're all 05 here, right? 2005.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you guys ever like look back on your childhood and just think, wow, that was so simple, perfect, the life?
Honestly, yeah.
Of yeah, course. Right. Yeah, I want to go back to them, those days.
Yeah,
you
because,
know?
You know, as a kid, you didn't have to worry much. There was no 100%. Responsibility. There yeah. was no, everything was laid out for you. Your timetable.
Exactly.
Your parents would put food on your table. Mm-hmm. They would
That and
you,
you yeah. live with your whole family.
Exactly.
You know? Now my brothers are getting married. Everyone's mm. moving out. And I'm just like, oh God, this is what growing up is? You gotta pay taxes. You gotta work. And then you gotta live alone. It's just like, wow, scary. So yeah. I just want to go back to that comfort phase.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so fair.
But on the line of like timelines and, you know, shifting reality, right? Mm-hmm. And if the government truly did that and stuff like that, do you think if the government could, would they?
Oh, it's 100% for me.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that you guys don't know about the government.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah. What government? Like overall.
What does CIA even do?
Yeah.
You know, like.
No, that's fair, that's fair. What does CIA even do?
Yeah. You know
yeah,
what?
Definitely.
There's a good question would be, okay, if governments were, you know, doing all of this, you know, like doing all this, how am I supposed to put it?
Rigging.
Yeah, I guess so.
Controversy.
Yeah, controversy. Mm-hmm. Do you think that all of us are in a simulator right now?
That was perfect. I was just going to lead into that.
Yeah.
By the government itself.
Okay. You know what? Or, yeah. What if the government are just like puppets? Yeah.
Yeah. I yeah? agree. Yeah.
You agree?
Yeah,
oh,
I do.
Finally, we have
I
something
do.
Ikon
yeah.
agrees on today. Okay,
amazing.
You know what? Ikon, explain.
Don't do that. I mean, our lives really depends on what the government tells us to do.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen, like, all the mentality stuff, like the Andrew Tate stuff?
Okay.
Do you believe in that? Like, oh, the government tells us to do A, so we need to go to school and stuff.
Ooh.
So what if, like, we don't actually go to school and don't learn? And do you think, like, we could still succeed in life? Like, things like that.
Honestly, that is a fair point. Like, without a proper degree, would you be able to go anywhere? Like, would you be able to do most of the jobs that, you know, you can actually do?
I mean,
but
yeah.
You know, you can't
yeah,
be a doctor without a...
Yeah, you could, but you don't have any qualifications that, like, says you can do it.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, you can do it, like, I guess anyone can do business or anything. But having a degree just tells you that, oh, this guy is qualified to do this stuff.
Mm. Who,
things like that.
Who determines who is qualified, though? What if you had an education, uh-huh. but then the government that you live in doesn't recognize that qualification? What does that mean then? Like, for example, anyone can start a business, right? But how do you start a business? You gotta get the license from
yeah.
the city council.
The
right?
government.
The guy, all these.
You see?
Okay. Now, this isn't to say, the government's bad. Don't
no,
kill me,
yeah,
don't kill
yeah.
me. But, like, it's just, we have to be aware of how much power they actually hold over our day-to-day life. And this is why it's really important to vote, guys. With the coming election, do keep an eye on the news and understand what party stands for what. And you know, if it stands for what you believe in, vote. Because otherwise, what's going to happen next? You know, we won't have a say in it. So it's very important to elect someone who is very conscious and competent.
Yep.
There you go. Sorry, that was just like a little side note there that I had to... Yeah, but on to the conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
The government is, it can be scary, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that fate is like...
relies on the government itself?
No. What I mean is that, do you think that whatever you do is already predetermined? Like, you being here was an act of fate. And like, you know, what are you going to have for lunch tomorrow? has already been predetermined by...
Right. Oh, yeah. So this goes into free will and yeah. things like that. You really should read Paradise Lost, genuinely.
Paradise
so
Lost? Yeah. Yeah, I've heard of the book. A great friend actually introduced me to the book. And yeah, I'm actually thinking of reading it soon.
Yes, definitely. If you guys are thinking about stuff like spirituality, free will, and fate and things like that, Paradise Lost is a very controversial classic that you guys might be interested in. It's derived off of the Bible, of course. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, what do you think, Equin?
So let's say a simulation, all right? Mm-hmm. A simulation. And would you try to break out of that simulation and try to save others?
Like the Matrix?
Like The Matrix. Or you know what? The best movie I can actually compare this to is Maze Runner. Have you watched Maze Runner?
Yeah.
Oh, that you have watched.
Of course I have watched it. Everyone watched it.
Maze Runner's a classic. Yeah. Right.
You know, but for Equan not being a movie fan, I'm actually proud of you.
What do you mean?
You know, Ikon, I'm proud of you too. I don't know why, but I am.
Okay, thank you so much.
But do you think that you would actually try to break out just like, you know, Thomas from The Maze Runner and try to save people?
Like alone or...
No, you could build up a team just like The Maze Runner.
If they had a team of four or what, right? Like all the runners.
Yeah.
If we had that, then it's okay. But if it's just me against the Grimmer, I'm not doing it.
Fair enough.
I'm staying in the Matrix, bro.
So you're going to be like Gally. Yeah. Stay inside. But the issue with that was that the gates never closed again. So the next night, the Grievers are coming back.
Yeah.
But, that is from the example. You use Maze Runner as an example, right?
Yeah.
Because that is, that simulation was bad. Have you guys seen Naruto?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't.
You know how?
Here we go.
Okay,
here
we go. Get out of here. No, I'm kidding. So I'm actually doing a mini series for Naruto right now. Check it out, guys, if you haven't heard it yet. But basically, he wanted to team up with the rabbit goddess and try and put people in a simulation, the infinite Tsukuyomi, which is basically like an infinite sleep where everyone has the perfect life. Nothing is wrong. Everyone's got parents. Everyone's got loved ones. Perfect job, perfect life. Everything, right? Mm-hmm. In that case, when everything is right, everything you have everything you've ever wanted, do you even want to escape that simulation?
Ooh, that is actually a really good question.
Mm-hmm. Knowing it's fake, but having everything you want, would you leave or would you stay?
Nah, I would leave. There's no fun in that. Mm. Everything's going perfect. That's no fun in that.
True constant happiness. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe constant mm-hmm. happiness is a bad thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people actually strive for happiness in this world, but maybe if you have too much of it, you wouldn't want it anymore.
That's true. You know what? I think true happiness isn't a destination. Happiness is the journey. That is where you find true happiness.
It's when you experience a loss that you cherish the happiness
100%. Yeah. Was it the song like Let Her Go or something? Where it's just like only when the sun sets that you appreciate the sun or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
not
yeah.
the lyric, but it's something around those lines, right? It's only when it's gone that you're like, oh, ouch. Actually, yeah. I miss it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is actually why being immortal would be horrible. Because it's only the fact that there is an end to this life that we appreciate these years.
True.
That's true.
Yeah. It's very finite. But yeah, what about like going back to the simulation thing?
Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's say you managed to escape the Matrix, right? Mm. And the last test, you know, putting aside the Grievers and all that, you had to sacrifice one person in order for you to save like 1,000. Would you do it?
Depends on who the person is.
All right. Yeah. You know what? All right. Okay, let's say that person is someone really close to you, someone you love with all your heart.
I mean, if it's like my mother or something, like, nah, y'all will die.
Valid.
Y'all dying.
Here's the thing, you know what's really interesting about this? The thing is, I actually agree with that. Like, it's, the thing is, humans are inherently selfish. Love is both like a selfish thing and a selfless act. Like, it is so vulnerable and it can ruin you and also elevate you. It's such a enveloping feeling, like you don't know, right? But on that situation that you proposed, it's very interesting, right? Kill one person to save 1,000 people, right? Going back into the Maze Runner example, in the movie, whose side are you on? Thomas's side or Teresa's side?
Ooh.
Just, yeah, answer that and I'll get to my point.
I'm honestly on Teresa's.
Teresa's side, okay. Yeah. What about you? Thomas's side or Teresa's side?
Probably also Teresa.
Oh, but that was not what you said just now. Yeah. Oh, my days.
Because...
Okay, just for context, everyone, Teresa was the one trying to sacrifice her good friends to save the whole world. Mm-hmm. And Thomas was trying to save his friends over the whole world.
Who was her friend?
Teresa, so, the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She, remember, she betrayed Thomas.
Uh-huh.
And then she, you know, she was using Minho as a subject.
Yeah.
And then to get the cure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So would you sacrifice your own friend? Like, would you do that to me?
Yeah.
Yo, his face is saying yes. His face is screaming yes.
God. No, because the reason why I bring that up is because, you know, you said sacrifice one person for the sake of 1,000. Mm. In the context of Maze Runner, that movie is exactly answering that question. Sacrificing a group of boys, like the young generation, for the sake of the old generation, the rest of the world, right? Teresa gets a lot of hate, and I do hate her a lot. That's mainly because I love the main character so much. But the idea behind it, it is a noble cause. And it was interesting because the way she died was, you know, she obviously regretted her decision and things like that. But that movie questions that scenario that you proposed, just exactly that. So the fact that you changed your answers, Ikwan, from if it was my mom, then, you know, you guys can die. But in the context of movie, you choose Teresa. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
You know why? Because when we watch movies, we always detach ourselves from the situation. We can look at it objectively. But when we are in the situation, we will always answer differently. And I'm not saying that you did anything wrong. It's just human nature. Mm-hmm. And I love that. You showed a perfect example of that.
Okay.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Okay. But this has been great. We'll have to take a little bit of a break for some water and, you know, just to, you know, chill our throats for a little bit. So for the song break today, we have chosen, what was it? Lose My Mind by Don Toliver. And it was actually a Russian suggestion. Why did you choose it?
Well, Ikwan and I watched F1 recently and it was, oh, absolute cinema. It was such a great movie.
It was such a good movie.
Yeah. Amazing.
And coming from Ikwan, who doesn't watch a lot of movies, he absolutely loved it.
Really?
Yeah. It's probably one of the best, I would say. I mean, yeah, it's one of the best.
Crazy. It was such a good movie. And this song basically wrapped the movie in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? If I had the blessing to hear it, you guys should too.
Okay. Awesome.
Oh my God.
If you guys are listening to this on playback, unfortunately you won't be able to hear it, but you guys know the song is available on Spotify. But if you guys are live listeners, then enjoy. And welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I certainly did. It was an amazing song. So welcome back, guys. Today, what do you mean? We're back. We're going to be discussing back into those morality questions, and I actually wanted to discuss the one that I baited you guys in the very beginning. Is it ethical to kill prisoners? Very heavy topic.
Yeah. You know, personally, no.
No?
No. You know, a lot of people would say that, you know, let me just give you a situation.
Mm-mm.
All right? This guy, okay, he's a guy who does substance abuse. You know, he takes drugs, he drinks, he's a reckless citizen.
Call him Richard.
Richard? I personally know Richard, and he's one of the nicest guys I've ever met. So I would call him, you know what, let's just call him Roshan.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you know?
Okay, let's call him Roshan.
Yeah, so Roshan is this guy who just doesn't care about the world, and one day he decides to walk up to a random house and kills a family member of yours. You know, I don't want to say who, but like, you know, a family member of yours.
A loved one.
A loved one. And you love this person so much. In court, would you want him to get the death penalty? Like, would you want the court to sentence him to death?
I would say to life.
To life.
Other than just death penalty. I feel that death penalty is not that ethical, in my opinion.
No, like, fair, yeah, valid. Every opinion is so fair, yeah.
Why? Do you think that life like this, like, although Roshan is a wasted man. Mm. He has done nothing with his life to contribute to society. He, you know, wastes his money on drugs. You know, he's a menace. He's a menace.
Man, I hate Roshan.
Yeah, he.
Yeah. Yeah, no, me too. I hate Roshan.
Yeah. Honestly, I hate Roshan too.
But yeah, who names their kid Roshan?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't say that.
Okay, sorry.
But like, yeah, would you expect this guy to just continue living his life in jail rather than, you know, just putting him down out of his misery or like ever being a threat to society? Do you want to cherish this guy's life?
I mean, not cherish.
I think, yeah, cherish is a strong word.
Yeah. But. I mean, I don't really know how to say it.
That's okay. Take your time.
Nah, I don't think like killing is a right thing to do. Even, let's say, this Roshan guy kills 100 people. Does that mean the court can just make a death penalty on him? Didn't they like stop that, doing that somewhere? Like, if you're above 60 years old, you can't get death penalty or something. Like,
I'm not sure about that.
Oh. But for me personally, I think it's not fair to kill people because of something they did. I prefer the just life imprisonment.
Right.
But yeah.
Fair enough.
And Ikwan, I 100% agree with you.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I'm really? So proud of myself.
It's not
a right or wrong answer, but like.
No, I don't care about if it's right or wrong. It's just that Roshan is agreeing with me. That's such an accomplishment in life.
You
Which Roshan, though? Is it the bad Roshan or me?
Oh.
You articulated that very well. So it's very clear. It's good. Now, explain Roshan. Why do you agree?
Yeah, personally.
What are your points?
I think that all life is memorable. Like, all life should be cherished. And. Mm. Yes, I agree, cherish is a strong word. But, you know, when we're describing humans, other beings, we should cherish life with, you know, everything that we have. You know, it's a blessing to be looking at this world, to be living with other people. And, you know, sentencing people to death is not our call. You know, as humans, as human beings, we should love each other, you know, and instead of sentencing this guy to death, you know, maybe life imprisonment could do something to him. You mm-hmm. know, if you just kill him, you don't know what he could become.
Because that's true.
Everyone has a chance to change, you know. I have seen, personally.
Repeat that again. I love that. Everyone has a chance to change.
That's
a good message.
Yes. And actually a good story is that my uncle, he works for this prison, actually. And so he's been seeing a lot of prisoners, right? And, you know, they're like one of the worst people you'd ever meet in your life. Like, mm-hmm. they're people who do drugs, people who kill people, you know, like, worst of the worst. But through life imprisonment and maybe getting a parole after, they go on to become good citizens of society. You know, they would volunteer, they would help cancer patients, they would help those who are those children in the hospitals. They would, you know, do anything to give back to society, because that moment of realization for them that, you know, I don't want to be who I am. I want to be someone that I can actually help in this world. Instead of hurting someone else, kindness is free, you know. And that's honestly one of the best. And I've actually met those people. And, you know, sometimes I wonder, how did they even end up in jail, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, they're honestly really good people. And yeah, just shout out to those who can change, you know.
It's
yeah. What about you, Asha? Do you think?
This is a little bit awkward, guys. Yeah. I'm actually very conflicted.
Yeah.
But I'm leaning towards yes. They should die.
Yeah.
But conflicted. It's a very complicated, very varied process, and it depends on the individual. I agree with everything that you guys just said, and that's what makes me so conflicted, right? On one hand, yes, who are we to decide when a person's life ends, right? Again, as a religious person, to me, that is up to God, right? But at the same time, I think there are certain exceptions. Like, for example, if you're fighting in a war as a soldier, you can't not kill someone, right? But that is also a different context, and it doesn't answer this question, which is, can you kill prisoners? Yeah. So that's a different discussion, right? This is really big. But I'm just thinking, as if you were on an objective point, I'd like to think, yes, you know, that I'm like on a moral high ground, and I'm like, yes, that person should live and live, like, you know, suffer out in life if they deserve it, and if they change, they change, good. So, you know, life in prison or something. But if this personally affected me or my loved ones, I personally don't think I'm strong enough to have this conviction still. If a man came inside my home, killed everyone, and I had to watch it happen, I don't think I could stand in court and confidently say, like, you know, life in prison, like, don't kill him. Because you took everything away from me, why can't I? So, but that just goes back to my own personhood and not, I don't know. Like, it's just, it depends on my strength, on how I'm, like, close to the situation. Because the thing is, I feel like, okay, now this is a controversial thing that I want to say, right? Actually, don't know if I'm allowed to say this on air. Let me think about this for a second. But we use killing a lot as an example because ending someone's life is quite, you know, a heinous thing to do, right? Someone's just gone. 1 minute they're here, 1 minute they're gone. Mm. But I think something that personally I think is a more cruel thing to do than to kill someone is to rape someone. Mm-hmm. And this can happen to both, like, you know, guys or girls. If someone's, you know, malicious enough, they'll do it. But it's a violation of someone's pure, you know, essence and personhood, right? And it's just, you have to live with that afterwards. After the situation happened, after that horrible thing has happened to you, that person, you know, whether he goes to jail or they die, you still have the scars burned into your skin. You still remember that moment every single day of your life. The question is, will I overcome that, or will I let hatred consume me and tell that person they should die? I don't know. So these are all very, like, complicated, hard questions to ask. So to answer your question, Roshan, I don't know. Yeah. I genuinely don't know.
No, that is fair.
Yeah.
That is fair. Yeah.
Sorry, it turned really heavy. I will put a trigger warning in the beginning of that because that went unexpectedly dark. But thank you guys so much for listening, genuinely. If you guys are still here, and if you guys had to step away for a minute because I was triggering, that is also A-okay. Totally understand. Everyone's in different parts of their life. But we'll move on to the next question. Do you guys know the difference between nature and nurture?
You know what? How about you give a context? Like, yeah. You know what? Explain.
All right. Have you guys seen Harry Potter?
Yeah, of course.
Come on. Ikwan.
Harry Potter.
No, it's not a movie. It is a movie.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Stop.
It is a movie.
<You're lying.
laughs> Okay, no, I haven't.
But do you know what it's about?
No.
Sword.
I mean, it's about, like, wizards and stuff, right? Yeah, right. Schools.
I guess that's the best
way. Flying brooms.
Yeah,
flying brooms is crazy.
You guys, okay, listeners, you guys didn't know, but when Ikwan said no, both Roshan and Maya's mouth just opened and there was just a moment of silence.
Because who on earth has not watched Harry Potter?
I haven't watched Harry Potter. I'm kidding. I've only watched the first three films.
You guys are mad.
No, I love Harry Potter. Have you guys read Harry Potter?
Nope.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So yeah. No moral high ground there.
No.
Exactly. Yeah, no, me neither. I'm kidding. No, but like I know a lot about it. But it's okay. I'll give like an example. So you know Voldemort.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah. Yes.
Voldemort. I am a huge Potterhead. Wait, real quick. Do you know what house you're in, Roshan?
Yes, I'm in Ravenclaw.
Ravenclaw. You know what? That makes sense. I mean, you were the one who came up with these questions after all, most of these. I'm in Hufflepuff.
I can see that.
Really?
Actually, I can see that. You know, for Ikwan, he's kind of basic, so he's
I think
a
he's Gryffindor. Yeah. No, but that's not basic, though. Hey, don't hate on Gryffindor,
no,
guy.
What I mean is that he has that good...
I think, Ikwan, here's my impression of you. I don't know you very well, but my first impressions of you was you're very kind, you're very courageous, and you're very social. And you also seem like a popular kid, which I feel like a lot of, you know, popular people will go into Gryffindor.
Exactly, Gryffindor.
I mean, the main character wasn't Gryffindor, and he was, you know, arguably popular. But, yeah. So anyway, that was just an aside. Sorry. Got distracted. I love Harry Potter so much. But Voldemort, he is the very dilemma of nature versus nurture. Voldemort is the big villain in Harry Potter, and mm-hmm. he's the one who's trying to kill the main character, Harry, all the time, mm-hmm. right? So the question is he a product of his own childhood, right? Do you know much about his living conditions and how he was raised?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Dumbledore visited him at the orphanage and was like, you know what? I've decided that you're evil. And would you say that that's like, you know, sort of shaped him a little Ooh. Bit as well? Because he was already doing some horrible stuff at the orphanage. But to have a figure, but to be fair, he was also a magical person who was very different to the rest of his people.
The Muggles. Right?
The Muggles. Yeah. So to have someone who finally understands him, like he is, you know, this great thing. And Dumbledore immediately sets fire to his wardrobe and immediately thinks he's suspicious of everything that Tom Riddle does, even though Tom Riddle, on paper, looks like the perfect student. Because Tom Riddle, he is the product of a love potion. So his mother love potioned his dad and then had him. And the rumor was, because of that, he was born, quote-unquote, wrong. So that is the nature thing. Was he born naturally evil because he was the product of a love potion? Or was he nurtured into evil because he grew up in the midst of World War II? Because Dumbledore, you know, was suspicious of him all the time because he was, you know, exorcised by a priest. What is the question here? Why was he evil? The love potion or the environment he grew up? That is the example.
Personally, I think nurture. Mm. You know, because naturally...
There is no naturally.
No, okay.
It's not like someone that's naturally bad.
Is that even a thing? Yeah, exactly my point.
Yeah.
Like, naturally, humans are not meant to be evil. I mean, that's my opinion, you know, mm-hmm, because mm-hmm. we're all born in this world with the same mindset, you know, but it's who you grow up with, you know, the things around you, the things that surround you that nurtures you into what you're actually doing. Like, for instance, if you're being brought up in an abusive family, or, you know, studies show that you tend to be abusive when you grow up.
That's but true.
If you were to be nurtured into this, you know, loving person, you know, just like Ikwan over here.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would tend to be more compassionate and, you know, just a better human in general.
That's true.
So I think that, you know, nurture is more on the iffy side.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I get that. On the topic of abuse, though, have you guys heard of the flea experiment?
Oh,
the flea. What's a flea?
A flea is like a small insect.
Yeah, kind of like nyamuk.
Oh.
You know the one on dogs?
Mosquito?
Yeah.
Those are fleas.
So the flea experiment is, I actually talked about this in another episode. Sorry, forgive me if you guys have already heard this. But the flea experiment is, they put a bunch of fleas in a jar, right? And then they shut the jar tight. And obviously the fleas, they're very jumpy. So they're trying to get out of the jar. But obviously they can't because the lid keeps bumping in. So they leave the fleas in that jar for a few days. They come back, take off the lid. The fleas cannot leave the jar because they think the lid is still there. For the rest of their lives, they will never be able to leave that jar. They will never learn how to fly again. Now that is a good reflection of how it's like for humans leaving abusive situations. Even though a human has survived an abusive situation and they have lived it, in their mind, they are still there. It looks like they have healed. The scars are gone, but mentally, they're still there, which is why a lot of the times people who grew up in violent situations often lead to violence themselves, because in their head, their instincts, they have been trained for too long to always be on fight or flight mode.
Mm.
So yeah, that's one of the studies you guys can search up. It's so, so interesting. So just to support what you were saying there before.
No, honestly, sounds really interesting.
Yeah. I know he'll search it up.
Yeah.
I will.
They have a video too, so if you want to take a look at the video,
definitely.
The visual representation there actually hurts, though. Like, I know they're just fleas, but like, do fleas have feelings? I don't know. Another moral question there.
Oh.
But like, yeah, just to see the lid gone, but them still jumping, but not being able to reach over because they still think that they are trapped.
Yeah.
It's that thing.
Interesting.
But yeah, we have 5 minutes left on air. Did you guys have any last thoughts that you wanted to share to the world.
Ooh. You know what? Let's end this on a more on one philosophical question that, you know, that is really that I've gone around and asked everyone and have had like a million different answers.
Okay.
But there's only two options.
Okay.
So, Ikwan and Asha.
All right.
Would you choose love or money?
Oh, the age-old question.
Is it just one answer or like 50-50, 60-40?
No, just one answer. You know what?
Oh,
let's make it interesting.
I mean, in the long term, obviously, love.
Ooh.
Yeah, love. Asha, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm a romantic at heart. Love, mainly because I am not who I am without my family. And if I didn't have my family, and if I didn't have that in my life, is life truly worth living?
100%. And I'm more of a love type person as
Hell
well.
Hell yeah. Okay, guys, yeah. We did it in the studio today. Amazing. Positive vibes all around. All right. Thank you guys so much for coming onto the podcast today. I really mean it. And guys, seriously, I definitely didn't drag Ikwan into this 100%. Right? Right, Ikwan?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but he looks like he's enjoying himself.
good. But do you guys have anything you want to share? Like you guys want to, I don't know, promote your Instagram account or promote anything that's going on in the community? Just like a shout out to anything.
Well, you guys can follow me on Instagram, Roshan_JMS, which is James, basically. Yeah, and I travel a lot of I post a lot of traveling stuff.
Amazing.
Yeah,
definitely.
Ikwan and I love to travel a lot. Yeah, we've been to Queenstown. And
Queenstown,
yeah,
baby.
Oh my god!
And it's amazing. Yeah, to more traveling. Stuff,
awesome!
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Roshan. What about you, Ikwan? Anything you want to?
Nah, not really.
Okay.
Any positive message for the world
positive
out there?
Message. Just cheer up, guys.
Don't be sad.
It's been too sad.
If you're sad, just listen to Twice.
Twice.
Enjoy life.
Amazing. I love that. All right. Thank you guys so much. Seriously. As always, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. I hope you guys tune in next time, and I hope to see you guys coming onto the show again in the future. As always, please take care of yourself. Free Palestine. Don't forget to boycott Coca-Cola, McDonald's, and Starbucks. Thank you. Thank you all for joining me today on Thoughts and Theories. I hope you've learned something new or taken away something to think about. I hope to see you all next time. Till then, this has been Thoughts and Theories with Asha Amma Asri.
If this program has raised issues and made you worry about your or someone else's mental health, here are some ways to get help. If you need to talk to someone, the following free helplines operate 24/7. 1737 Need to Talk? Call or text 1737. Lifeline? 0800 543 354. Youthline 0800 376 633 or text 234 between 8 a.m. or midnight. Depression Helpline 0800 111 757.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.